spoke last week about the possibility of a Kriyas HaTorah, Min HaTorah. Generally speaking, Kriyas HaTorah is only a mitzvah midrabanan, but there may be some exceptions to that rule. So one of the possible exceptions is a chiddush that many Rishonim have, and that is that Parsha Zohar is in fact a mitzvah Min HaTorah of Kriyas HaTorah. The reason why I say that's a chiddush, because after all, the Torah does say explicitly that we have to speak about Zechiras HaMalek. Nevertheless, the Rambam seems to describe the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek as not requiring a Sefer Torah. As long as one talks about the Inyanim, when recounts, when relates the story over what happened with Amalek, that is the mitzvah in the Torah of Zohar. Nevertheless, Tosfos, Maseches Brachos, and the Rosh Maseches Brachos right now, that one does not fulfill the obligation of Parsha Zohar, of speaking about Zechiras Amalek, which is words alone, rather it has to be in the context of the Sefer Torah, with the Kriyas HaTorah. And that's, this view is quoted in Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, right before Hilchos Purim, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, that we assume halacha that Parsha Zohar is a real bona fide mitzvah min haTorah and has to be performed through a Sefer Torah. If one is really, really stuck and doesn't have a Sefer Torah, then the poskim right by the Eved, we have to rely on the other opinion and first just read Parsha Zohar to themselves in the Chumash. But in the normal circumstances, one should fulfill Parsha Zohar from a Sefer Torah. And for this reason, that the Shulchan Aruch quotes, that even if a person lives far away from a shul and is not usually able to get to shul, so says the Shulchan Aruch, he has to make the extra effort in order to come to shul on Shabbos morning for Parsha Zohar in order to fulfill this mitzvah min haTorah. With the further question in the poskim, whether this mitzvah includes women as well. So some argue that yes, it's a mitzvah min haTorah and it's not bound by any particular time and therefore women are obligated. And others suggest that maybe Parsha Zohar is linked to the general mitzvah of Mochemes Amalek, of fighting against Amalek, which would not include women, and therefore perhaps women are exempt from that. So there are different opinions, different customs in that community about the Shaila. But the very essence of Leni Parsha Zohar, according to many Rishonim, and the way we accept the Halacha Shulchan Aruch, may actually be that Kriyas HaTorah, that is in fact the mitzvah min haTorah. Have a wonderful day.